This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest. My name is James Patrick, and we're here on WESB Sports tonight to bring you another exciting season of Bradford Owls and Lady Owls basketball here on WESB Sports. Tonight, we have for you the Lady Owls home opener against the Oil City Lady Oilers. So, it's good to be back at the Owl's Nest. Reconstruction since I've been here last season. A whole new floor. If you haven't been up, stop up and say hello. So, the Lady Owls, this will be their second game of the season. They're coming off a close loss at Port Allegheny on Saturday. I talked to Coach Pacelli today, and he's excited about the future of the Lady Owls. A lot of young freshmen that are tall, athletic, and ready to play, as well as some senior leadership. It's got a nice mix to it. He wasn't sure right now on what the correct mix is, and I'm sure that'll play out in time, as well as the opponents. Tonight's a tough opponent, Oil City Oilers, Lady Oilers. They got us last year. I don't recall the score, but we'll see what we can do here tonight. It's exciting to be back, like I said. We're going to bring you a mix this year of boys basketball and girls basketball, both here from the Owl's Nest and on the road. So the strong freshman class, they had much success in junior high, and it's a little challenging when you get up here and you have to play the seniors of the other teams. They do, like I said, have a lot of skill. They've been together quite a while. They possibly even play on a travel team year-round. I don't know if that's the case. I know that the boys have for many years. The coaches are meeting at half court right now with the referees. We'll be back with you for our broadcast of Bradford Lady Owls versus Oil City Lady Oilers. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. Is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick on WESB Sports. Tonight's starting lineup for the Lady Oilers from Oil City. Number 2, Books. Number 4, Geist. Number 12, Womer. Number 23, Leiterbach. And number 30, Garmong. Starting tonight for your Lady Owls is junior Mallory Craig. Number 20, senior Ellie Kane, number 22. Corey Dixon, senior, number 3. Kaylee Dixon, senior, number 14. And Haley Keene, freshman, number 23. Like I had said earlier, Coach Pacelli is very excited about the future of his Lady Owls basketball team. The Lady Owls have had several years of, rebuilding. And there's some excitement in the building for the future on these young ladies and some of the senior leadership. Finishing up the introductions now. And Marty Bocelli is introduced as the head coach. This year he's got Chuck Bell as assistant. And the referees are going to half court. We're about to get started here. Welcome to another year of Owls basketball. A few new rules this year. There is no longer a 1-1 in Pennsylvania high school basketball. Five fouls in any quarter, and there'll be two shots awarded to that team. So that's certainly a new thing. There's a few new inbound rules as to where the ball will be inbounded. That really won't affect us here on the radio. And there's the buzzer, and we'll get started. Okay, looks like Keene is going to jump against Garmon. And we are underway. And the Lady Owls. And there is a Oil City controlled the tip. There's a foul on Kelly Dixon. They took the inbound or the jump ball directly to the hoop, and Kelly commits her first foul and the first team foul. Two shots here for Leiterbach. First one's up and no good. Just underway here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls and Lady Oilers. Second shot is up, and it's in and out. Rebounded by Corey Dixon. And she brings it up court. Full court pressure by the Lady Oilers. And the Owls break it across the timeline. Here's Kaylee Dixon, and she's fouled by Geis. So that's one team foul for each team. Dixon's going to inbound. She inbounds it, and it's stolen away by Oil City. And a couple passes underneath, and another foul on, looks to be on Kaylee Dixon. Two quick fouls on Dixon. Two shots here for number four, Geist again. The first one's up and in. We have our first substitution. Daisy Green, number 32, is in for Dixon. The second shot is up and in. Your score is 2-0, Lady Oilers, and they're going with full court pressure again. Here comes Keene. Keene up to the timeline, breaks the timeline, over to Green. Shot's blocked. Green's shot is blocked by Oil City. Here comes Oil City, fast to the basket again. And another foul on the drive. That one is on Haley Keene, her first, and the team's third. Quick foul trouble for the Lady Owls. Two shots. First one is up and in. That is Leiterbach. Second shot on its way and in. Oilers lead, Lady Oilers lead 4-0, and still pressure. Lady Owls have had a little bit, there you go, across the timeline. Green, top of the key. Green to Keene. Keene, top of the key to Green. Green shoots off the mark. Rebounded by Oil City. And Oil City's off and running again. And it's laid in by Leiterbach. No pressure this time. Cross the timeline for the Lady Owls. Keene driving, and she's fouled by Leiterbach. Leiterbach's first foul and the second team foul. A lot of whistles here early. The Lady Owls inbound underneath Green, over to Keene. Out to Dixon. To Keene. Keene with a three-pointer, and it's good. Haley Keen with a three. Cuts the lead to 6-3, Oil City. Lady Owls back on defense. There's a travel. Good defense led to a forced travel. Lady Owls will inbound under their own basket. Pressure applied again by Lady Oilers. Keen over to Dixon. Dixon to Kane. Over to Mallory Craig, and it was stolen away. And there's the drive and a shot up and good by Gust. 8-3, the Lady Oilers lead. And the Owls throw it away. The Lady Owls throw it away right there. They look to be a little out of sorts right now. Inbound here for the Lady Oilers. Alyssa Johnson's coming into the game for Ellie Kane. Okay, Lady Owls back in a 2-3 defense. Here comes the Oilers across the timeline. Tried to get it down low, tipped away by Keen. And a jump ball. Corey Dixon fought with Geist and forced a jump ball. Possession is for Bradford. Green looking for somebody to inbound it to. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Johnson travels with it. Oh. Sorry about that. It was a foul on number four. Geist, her second, and the team's third. So Bradford will be inbounding again off to the side of center court. Green throws it in. It's tipped away, and Oil City comes away with it. And there's a travel. Good defense by Mallory Craig forced that travel. Lady Owls inbounding under their own basket again. It's tipped away and off of Oil City, out of bounds. They're putting on, Oil City's putting on some pretty good defensive pressure on these inbounds. Green's going to inbound it here to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Oil City man-to-man defense. Johnson shoots. Keen gets the rebound. Shoots. Mallory Craig gets the rebound and shoots. And none of those were successful shots. Oil City's off and running. And there's Bradford with a steal. Mallory Craig. Good hustle back on defense there. Johnson bringing it across the timeline. Lady Oilers lead 8-3. Almost halfway through. Here comes Dixon. Corey Dixon is in, and the foul is on Oil City. Womer, her first, the team's fourth. Dixon will be shooting two. 4:40 left here in the first quarter. Dixon's first shot is up and off the rim. In for the Lady Oilers comes Hanlon for Womer. Comes a second shot for Corey Dixon. It's off the rim and rebounded by Oil City. So Oil City Lady Oilers lead 8-3, 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lady Owls back in their zone defense. Oh, they switched to man-to-man now. Oh, power move by Geist underneath and laid in. Mallory Craig across the timeline. She is fouled by Hanlon. Her first and the team's fifth. That'll be two shots for Mallory Craig. First shot is up. And it's off the rim. Ten to three. Lady Oilers lead. 4 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Mallory Craig's second shot's up and good. into the game for Johnson comes number 21, Addie Carter. Oil City brings it across court with across the timeline with Lederbach. Stolen by Johnson. Alyssa Johnson with a steal. Puts it up off the rim. Rebounded by Oil City. And they're off and running again. Oh, nice block out of bounds by Keene. Lederbach went up for a layup, and Keene swatted it out of bounds. Oil City inbounded under their basket. There's a long three off the mark. Rebounded by Bradford. Daisy Green with a rebound over to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Good defense by Books for Oil City. And a travel by Johnson. Good pressure applied there by Books from Oil City. Led to a travel. Okay, here comes Oil City across the timeline. Lederbach gets it stripped. It's stripped by Corey Dixon. And then she is fouled by Lederbach, her second. And Corey Dixon will go to the foul line for two. I can see where this new rule is going to lead to a lot of foul shots, folks. And the first one is off the rim and no good. Into the game comes McQuiston for Lederbach for Oil City. Corey Dixon with one more shot. And it's in and out. Rebounded by Oil City. So the Lady Oilers lead 10-4. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left. And that pass is thrown away by Oil City. Bradford will be inbounding under their basket. A lot of sloppy play here tonight. Looks like everybody's first or second game of the season. Johnson across the timeline. Thirty-second timeout. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here with WESB Sports. Lady Owls are currently trailing the Lady Oilers from Oil City 10-4. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Both teams have had many fouls in the early going. Bradford will be inbounding the ball. Daisy Green will be inbounding midcourt to Johnson. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. She's driving all the way down. Kicks it out to Keene in a corner. Three balls. No good. Rebounded by Dixon. Corey Dixon. And she puts it up. And it's off the rim. And then it goes out of bounds off of Oil City. So Daisy Green will be inbounded for the Lady Owls under the Oil City basket. Into Keene. Keene drives the lane. Puts it up. And it's off the rim. Rebounded again by Dixon. Corey Dixon has taken over the boards. That foul is on number 30, Garmong. Her first. The team is already over the bonus limit. So Corey Dixon will be shooting two again. First one is up and no good. second one is on its way, and it is good. Corey Dixon is on the scoreboard, and the Lady Owls have cut the lead from 10-5. And that pass is thrown away. Lady Owls will regain possession. Okay, Alyssa Johnson bringing it up across the timeline. Nice pass underneath the Keene. Lays it in. Very nice ball movement there. Very nice. 10-7, the Lady Owls trail. Good defense, man-to-man by the Lady Owls. And there's a drive and a foul. Foul's on Addie Carter, her first. The team's fourth. However, it is two shots. She was in the act of shooting. And that first free throw is no good. This is Geist for Lady Oilers. Once again, it's 10-7, Lady Oilers lead. Second one is up and no good. The Owls go strong for the rebound, and Keene comes away with it. Keene taking it all the way. Nice pass off to Addie Carter, who misses, and the ball's off the Lady Owls. Into the game for the Lady Oilers comes Clark in place of Hanlon. 1 minute, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Lady Owls trail 10-7. And that pass is out of bounds, tipped out by Bradford. Lady Oilers inbounding underneath their own basket. Underneath the Bradford basket, sorry. Long three is no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Johnson. She brings it across the timeline. Pass off to Dick. Oh, that was Keene, who laid it in off the glass. Haley Keene now has 7 points. There's a travel by Oil City. Lady Owls trail 10-9 now. They seem to have gotten things a little bit together here. They'll be inbounding with only a 1 point deficit here with 1 minute, 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Johnson across the timeline. Nice pick by Green. Johnson with a shot. Oh, in and out. Rebounded by Keene. Put back up off the mark. Oil City comes away with it. There's a shot blocked by, tipped by Addie Carter, and then it went right to a Oil City player. I didn't see who that was. Laid it in. So Johnson with the ball, shoots a three, and it's good. Alyssa Johnson with a three-pointer. And we have a tie ball game at 12, folks. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. There's a three ball for Oil City off the mark. Rebound fought for. Owls basketball. And in comes Ellie Kane for Alyssa Johnson. So we have 21.5 seconds to go. A tie ball game at 12. Kane dribbles. Oh, throws a pass and it's taken away by Oil City. We're down to 5 seconds, and it's laid up and no good. Rebounded by Corey Dixon, who's been a rebounding machine in this first quarter. We'll get back to the action here in the second quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand.
Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls, nice comeback there in the end of the first quarter. We start the second quarter, Oil City inbounding with a tie game, 12-12. Good defense for Kane. Oh, tipped away by Mallory Craig. Out of bounds, though. Almost stolen. Oil City will inbound. In comes Leiterbach for Books. For Royal City. Lady Owls have Dixon. Kaylee Dixon back in the game. Two fouls early. Kane, Keen, Mallory Craig, and Corey Dixon in the game right now. Oil City inbounds. And lost control out of bounds. Lady Owls will take over under their basket. Corey Dixon has been very good on the boards this evening. And Haley Keene has 7 points. There's Dixon, two Dixon. Keene with the ball. Puts up a three, off the mark, and rebound taken away by the Lady Owls, and here goes Keen. Oh, and she's fouled. Couldn't get it to go, but she is going to shoot two. Foul is on Clark for Oil City. Haley Keen will be at the line for two. First one's up, and off the mark. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Tie ball game at 12. One more for Keene. Second one's up and in. Lady Owls take their first lead of the night, 13-12. Oil City across the timeline. Man-to-man defense. And thrown away. Picked up, stolen away by Corey Dixon. Here comes Mallory Craig. Mallory Craig takes it in. Shots off the mark. Rebounded by Oil City. And here comes Oil City fast down the court. Shot is in. That was Leiterbach. Leiterbach is up to 6 points on the night. Keene with the ball. Over to Kane. Dixon. Kaylee Dixon shoots off the mark, rebounded by Oil City. Oil City leads 14-13, and they run again. Lady Owls tipped the pass. No, it was off Oil City, and the Lady Owls are going to have the ball. So Oil City leads 14-13, 6-10 remaining in the half. Keene brings it across the timeline. Over to Kane. Kane down to Haley Dixon. Haley Dixon back to Keene, shoots short, rebound, rebound is by Kane, and she is fouled. Blue Clark had to foul Ellie Kane with a strong rebound, and was fouled by Clark. That's the second team foul on the Lady Oilers. Kane to inbound it, inbounds to Dixon underneath, nice pass underneath to Kane, off the mark. Oil City comes away with it. And the layup is no good. Out of bounds off the Lady Oilers. Alyssa Johnson coming back in for your Lady Owls. For Ellie Kane. Johnson going to bring it across half court. Oh, pass out to Keene, intercepted by Oil City, and then fought for by Johnson, but out of bounds off Johnson. Oil City inbounds. 5:20 left to go. Oil City leads 14-13. Stolen away by Kaylee Dixon. And she's bringing it up court. Nice steal there on a pass. Dixon to Keene. Keene dribbles in, back out to Dixon. Kaylee Dixon over to Mallory Craig. Craig into Corey Dixon. Shot misses. Oil City comes away. And there's Leiterbach for another two. She now has 8 points. Sixteen-13. Your Lady Oilers lead the Lady Owls. Johnson with the ball. Over to Kaylee Dixon. Dixon out to Mallory Craig. Back to Dixon. Underneath to Keene. Stolen, broken up, and stolen away. Keene fighting for it. And Oil City comes away with it. Leiterbach with the ball. Long three ball off the mark. Kaylee Dixon with the rebound. And she's off and running. Over to Johnson. And the layup's missed. Keene almost with the rebound. Taken away by Oil City. Oh. Fast and furious right now. Double dribble. Leiterbach lost her balance and then double dribble. Number 32, Daisy Green, coming into the game for Mallory Craig. So you've got Johnson, Dixon, Green, and Keene on the floor for the Lady Owls. Johnson dribbling underneath. And they called her for a carry. 3:25 to go in the first half. Lady Oilers 16, Lady Owls 13. There's an almost steal by Kaylee Dixon. Good hustle. It's off of Kaylee out of bounds. Oil City will be inbounding. Good defense here by the Lady Owls. And they had to throw way out inbound. Leiterbach with a shot. And it doesn't go. Rebounded by Keene. Johnson with a three. She's fouled shooting a three. The foul is on Womer for Oil City. That's their third of the second quarter. Alyssa Johnson is going to shoot three free throws. Lady Owls yet to have a foul here in the second quarter. First one's up and good. 16-14, the Lady Oilers lead. Second one on its way. Good. And with the third one here, Alyssa will have a chance to tie the game. Into the game for Oil City comes Geist and Books. Alyssa, 3 for 3 from the line. And we have a tie game again at 16. Oil City quickly across the timeline. Pressure by Johnson. Shot missed. Rebound by Daisy Green to Haley Dixon. Kaylee Dixon. Oh, picked up her dribble. Oh, Johnson's got it. Across the timeline. Johnson shoots another three. And it's off the mark. Daisy Green with the rebound. Oh, put back. Off the mark. Fought for by Corey Dixon. And saved. Keene now has it. She shoots. off the mark. Another Lady Owls rebound off the mark. And Kaylee Dixon has it again, and she shoots a three. That's off the mark. And Oil City rebounds. Lady Owls were hard on the boards there, but couldn't get anything to go. Open shot, missed. Kaylee Dixon with the rebound, pressure on her, and she's fouled. That was on 20. Oh. I believe that foul was on Leiterbach. They did not come over to the table, but anyways, Kane back in the game. Kaylee Dixon with a three, off the mark. Rebounded by Keen, put up, off the mark. And come away with, Oil City comes away with it. Leiterbach off and running. She went in and forced up a shot and drew a foul. Kaylee Dixon with her third foul. And the team's first. Leiterbach to shoot two. First one's up and good. Addie Carter comes into the game for Kaylee Dixon. 2nd free throw is up and good. Lady Oilers now lead 18-16. Keen brings it across the timeline. Keen over to Kane. Addie Carter. Back out to Keen. Daisy Green. Carter. Keen. Keen puts it up and is fouled. Fouls on Books. That's the 5th team foul. Tori Keen, sorry, Haley Keen will be at the line for two. First one's up and off the mark. Second one is up and good. Lady Owls trailed by one. Leiterbach, quick up court. She's cut off. Out for a long shot, off the mark, rebounded by Oil City. Back up, off the mark, and out of bounds. Lady Owls basketball. We've got 59 seconds left in the first half. Lady Oilers lead 18-17. Dixon over to Keen. It bounces off Keen, and then Daisy Green fights for a jump ball, and the Lady Owls will maintain possession. Green is going to inbound under the basket, out to Tori Keen or Corey Dixon, and Oil City steals it and lays it up. That is McQuiston with her first 2 points. Kane with a ball for Bradford. Pass over to Keen. Keen with a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Leiterbach. Leiterbach. It's blocked by Keen and then back to Leiterbach. And Keen gets a rebound on a missed shot. 6 seconds left for the Lady Owls. 3 seconds. Thrown by Green. And it's no good. So at halftime here at the Owl's Nest, the Lady Oilers 20, your Lady Owls 17. This is James Patrick with Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, and Dexter's Service and Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here. At the half, the Lady Oilers lead your Lady Owls 20-17. We started off the game with lots of foul trouble, really, for both teams. Kaylee Dixon got two right away on the first two possessions, which led to putting her on the bench. But in the first quarter, the Lady Owls stormed back from a little deficit, and we ended up tied 12-12 coming out of the first quarter. Second quarter really was, it didn't seem as sloppy, but there wasn't very many points scored. 8 points were scored in the second quarter by Oil City and five by your Lady Owls for a halftime score of 20-17. Foul trouble is Leiterbach with three for Oil City and Kaylee Dixon with three for Bradford. The scoring in the first half, Oil City only had three scores, but two of them were substantial. Geist had 8 points, and Leiterbach with 10 points. McQuiston had two. Leading your Lady Owls is Haley Keene with 9 points. Alyssa Johnson with six. And one apiece for Mallory Craig and Corey Dixon. As I said on the pregame, there's a new state rule where after five fouls and a quarter, you shoot two free throws. Lady Owls were penalized with their inability to make their free throws in that first half. But they only come out 3 points down. I have a few out-of-town scores. I have an out-of-town score for you from earlier. The JV boys. JV boys down in Cameron County, they won their game 36-20. And right before this varsity game, the JV game was an exciting one. Lady Owls had the lead, but toward the end, the Lady Oilers took the lead and maintained it and won the game 21-18. It was a nail-biter. Looks like we're going to have a nice finish to this one if they can stay out of foul trouble. So I am going to kick it back to the studio, and I will be back with you in a moment. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here for WESB Sports, where the Lady Oilers lead the Lady Owls 20-17. I just got a halftime score in for the boys' game. The Your Bradford Owls lead the Cameron County Red Raiders 34-26 at the half. So an 8-point lead for your Bradford Owls. When we do get over to that side, they've got quite a bit of senior leadership on the boys' team, and they've been together a long time, so look for exciting things from the boys. And as I said earlier, the underclassmen here for the Lady Owls are Haley Keene is a freshman, and she's the leading scorer. Alyssa Johnson is a junior. She's the second leading scorer. I mean, the Dixon sisters, they're dominant on the boards. They don't have a lot of points this evening, but their presence underneath is very nice. Looks like we're going to get started here with the second half. Starting for your Lady Owls in the second half will be Dixon, Craig, Keene, and Kane. Okay, Oil City Lady Oilers are going to inbound the ball to get the second half started. And here we go. Leiterbach with the ball for Oil City. Over to Books. Books down low to Geist. Back to Books. Books stolen by Mallory Craig. Mallory's in by herself and lays it in. Very nice steal layup by Mallory Craig, and we have a one-point ball game. Here comes Leiterbach, quick up the court, shoots, and makes it. Leiterbach is a lot of offense. Kaylee Dixon with the ball across the timeline to Keene. Keene goes down, shoots, a little hard. Almost rebounded by Corey Keene, but off her hands, and Oil City takes over. Oil City has a three-point lead. Leiterbach to Books. Books in the corner to Geist. Stolen by Kane. Ellie Kane with a steal, and it ends up going out of bounds off of her. Oil City will retain possession. Leiterbach going to cross the timeline. Lady Owls in a 1-3-1 zone. Good defense by Kane, and she steals it away. Ellie Kane is in, shoots, and it's off the mark. And it's out of bounds off Oil City. Lady Owls will have possession. Into the game for the Oilers comes McQuiston. For Books, Ellie Kane is inbounding the pass, and she tipped out of bounds, and now Kaylee Dixon will inbound to Keene. Oh, Keene's pass is stolen away by Geist, and she's fouled hard by Ellie Kane. That's her first foul. Two shots for Geist. First one is up and good. Second one is up and good. The Lady Oilers now lead 24-19. Dixon all the way to Mallory Craig with a shot and the foul. And the foul, and it's in. Mallory Craig with a strong move lays it in and is fouled by Leiterbach. Oh, sorry, McQuiston. That is McQuiston. One number off there, folks. Craig's free throw's up and good. Mallory Craig, very nice. 24-22, the Lady Oilers lead. Good defense by the Lady Owls now. Out to the top to Gusto, and it's in for a three. Dixon has it across the timeline, and she's fouled. Leiterbach, and that's her third. Okay, Dixon inbounds to Keene. Keene at the top of the key. Over to Kane. Ellie Kane now over to Keene. Keene back to Kane. Kane shoots off the mark. Rebounded by Oil City. Oh. Good defense by Ellie Kane, but she's called for the foul. That's her second. She went for a steal, and she got caught. So the Lady Oilers lead 27-22, 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Gusto with the ball down low. And a shot, errant shot, rebounded by Corey Keene, or Corey Dixon. Kaylee Dixon with a three, and it's in. Her first points of the night, and we've got a 28-25 game. There's a shot by Oil City off the mark. Haley Keene with a foul. That's her second. And Garmong will be at the line for Oil City. And it's off the mark, the first one. Second one is good. First point of the game for Garmong. We now have 28-25 Oil City leads. Kaylee Dixon at the top of the key, down to Mallory Craig, who's on fire. Mallory drains the jumper. That's 8 points for Mallory Craig. And we've got a one-point game. Pressure by the Lady Owls. Oh. And Mallory Craig called for the foul. That's her first, the team's fourth. I had a pretty good angle on that one, and I didn't see the contact. But refs have a tough job. Oil City inbounds. Lady Owls 1-3-1 defense. And it's Geist to shoot a three, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Oil City. A foul underneath. The foul is on Corey Dixon. That's her first. And the first free throw by Leiterbach is in. In comes Daisy Green for Kaylee Dixon. Second free throw is off the mark, rebounded by Keene. 29-27, Oil City leads. Keene brings it up, three-point line, over to Corey Dixon, who drains a three. And the Lady Owls have the lead, 30-29. Leiterbach back. It's tipped away by the Lady Owls. Oh. And a foul on. Foul on Haley Keene. Her third. So we have Garmong again at the line. Lady Owls lead by one, 30-29. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. First one's up and in. Alyssa Johnson comes in for Haley Keene. Two players for the Lady Owls with three fouls, Keene and Kaylee Dixon. Second free throw is up and good. That's 3 points for Garmong now, and the Oilers take the lead 31-30. Johnson comes across half court. 2-3 zone defense by the Lady Oilers. Johnson over to Dixon, to Green, to Kane. Kane's shot's blocked and taken away by Oil City. Leiterbach. Leiterbach out to Geist. Three ball off the mark and out of bounds. Lady Owls basketball down 31-30 with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Daisy Green is going to inbound to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Over to Kane. Ellie Kane. Way across court and too far for Corey Dixon, and an out of bounds. So Oil City will gain possession. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls trailing by one. And tipped away by Kane. Oh, regained possession by Oil City. Oh. And there's a foul on Daisy Green. Two shots here for Geist. Daisy's first foul. Team is over the limit. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw is good. Lady Oilers have been dominated by Leiterbach and Geist. They've scored almost all their points. They're a very good 1-2 combination. So Daisy Green with the ball on the wing. Up top to Alyssa Johnson. Over to Kane. Ellie Kane dribbles across the top. Back to Johnson. Johnson to Kane. Kane back to Green. Green shoots. It's short. Saved by Craig, but to Oil City. Leiterbach with the ball. Oil City with a three-point lead. Down low. And rebounded and missed. And rebounded by Green. Taken away. Oh, jump ball called. Jump ball called. Bradford Lady Owls possession. So Oil City leads the game 33-30 over your Lady Owls with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Kaylee Dixon has come back into the game with three fouls. She's got the ball off to Johnson. Back, oh, intercepted by Leiterbach. Leiterbach is fouled by Alyssa Johnson. That is her first. It was a hard foul. Leiterbach almost muscled the ball in, but she'll have two shots. First one is up and off the mark. Second one is up and good. Lady Oilers 34, Lady Owls 30. Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. And a timeout called by Bradford. Thirty-second timeout. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick for WESB Sports. Lady Oilers currently lead 34-30 over the Lady Owls with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. Bradford will inbound the ball. Johnson with the ball. After the Lady Owls took the lead, little run here for Oil City, 5 points in a row, and thrown away. Oil City will take over possession again. The Owls took the lead 30-29, but since then, a 5-0 run by Oil City. On the court for your Lady Owls, Dixon, Green, Johnson, and Craig. Down low to Geist. Geist is in. 6 point lead for the Oilers. Johnson with the ball. Johnson tries to get it down low. to Kaylee Dixon, and it's stolen away. Here comes Leiterbach. And that's a charge on Leiterbach. And that is her fourth foul. So the leading scorer for the Lady Oilers has four fouls. And here comes Johnson. Johnson drew the charge. Very nice defensive play. Johnson, Kaylee Dixon. Back to Johnson for three. And it's good. Alyssa Johnson with a three-pointer, much needed. Lady Owls trail by three. Leiterbach bringing it up court. Good defense, stolen by Corey Dixon. She pulls it up to Craig, to Green. Into the corner for Johnson again. Nails another three. Alyssa Johnson on fire. The Lady Owls tie the game at 36. Two quick back-to-back threes. Here's Leiterbach for three, and she's good. And just like that, the third quarter comes to an end with Oil City leading 39-36. Come back, folks, for an exciting fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. We're getting ready for the fourth quarter. Lady Oilers currently lead 39-36. A very exciting finish to the third quarter. Back-to-back three-pointers for Alyssa Johnson. And then Leiterbach, the leading scorer for Oil City, came back and hit a three at the close to the buzzer. Oil City's going to have possession first here in the fourth quarter. Geist has the ball. The leading scorer, Leiterbach, does have four fouls. She is in foul trouble and on the court. I take that back. She's not on the court. And a miss by Oil City, rebounded by Green. Kaylee Dixon across the timeline. Alyssa Johnson. We've got Dixon, Keen, Johnson, and Green in there right now. Ball turned over by the Lady Owls, taken away by Oil City. Still a three-point lead for Oil City, and they throw it away. Lady Owls basketball. I've got a final from the boys' game, and unfortunately the Owls lost. They had an eight-point halftime lead, but they lost 56-54 at the Cameron County Red Raiders. That's down low to Haley Keene, and she powers it in. Nice move. Lady Owls trail by one. There's Geist for three. Short, rebounded by Kaylee Dixon. Off to Johnson. Lady Owls have a chance right here to gain some ground with Leiterbach out of the game with four fouls for Royal City. There's Keen down low. Down low to Daisy Green, who's fouled. Foul is on Books. No. Garmong, her second. And Green makes the first free throw for her first points of the game. And we have a tie ball game at 39 with 6:22 to go. The second free throw is short. Ellie Kane back in the game for Alyssa Johnson. She's on the ball up top, 1-3-1. Geist from the corner misses. And rebounded by Oil City. And a rebound out of bounds and Lady Owls basketball. So we have a tie ball game. 6 minutes to go in the game. Kaylee Dixon across the timeline. Over to Ellie Kane. Kaylee. Down low to Corey. Back to Kaylee. Three. And it goes. And it goes. Kaylee Dixon's three goes all around the rim and goes in. Leiterbach is back in the game now with her four fouls for Oil City. So Gusto and Leiterbach, 1-2 punch. Gusto shoots and it's off the mark. Rebounded by the Lady Owls with a three-point lead. Here comes Keene. Keene takes it down low. Out to Kaylee. Kaylee a little strong. Rebounded by Corey. Oh. And taken away by Oil City. Here comes Leiterbach. And taken away by the Lady Owls. Here's Ellie Kane. Pass. Errant pass for Keene. A little bit of craziness there on both ends. Here comes Leiterbach across the timeline. We got 4 minutes, 48 seconds left. Lady Owls lead by three. And a bad pass recovered by Oil City. Leiterbach. And there's a three-pointer by Books. Her first points of the game. And we're tied at 42. Keene brings it across the timeline to Kaylee Dixon. Kaylee Dixon over to Corey Dixon. Back to Kaylee. Kaylee shoots a long three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Oil City. Leiterbach with the ball. Top of the key. Over to Books. Back to Leiterbach. Back to Books. Back to Leiterbach in the corner to Gusto. Geist. Rebounded by Oil City and then rebounded by Daisy Green and she is fouled. Blue, number 21, Fishcorn with her first foul. The second foul for the Lady Oilers. Alyssa Johnson back in for Ellie Kane. Kaylee Dixon inbounds to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Tie game, 3:40 to go. Johnson, top of the key. Over to Kaylee. Kaylee drives in, puts it up. Oh, in and out. Gets her own rebound. Out, dribbles it out, and then gets it back to Johnson. Back to Kaylee. Down low to Keene. I think they called 3 seconds. Not really sure that far official called it, but Lady Owls lose possession. Here comes Leiterbach across the timeline. Leiterbach out to Geist. Geist to Books. Books to Leiterbach to Books. Back to Leiterbach. She's going to shoot from the foul line and bank it in. I don't think she called that bank, but it went. 2-point lead for Oil City, Lady Oilers. Johnson, top of the key. Johnson dribbles down to the wing. Back up to the top. Over to Kaylee Dixon. Kaylee gets it batted away. And she fights for it and gets it back. to Daisy Green, puts it in. Daisy Green nails a shot from the corner. We got a tie game again. Here comes Leiterbach. Alyssa Johnson has fouled Leiterbach. Only Johnson's second foul. I think that was a smart foul. Leiterbach was off and running. So we got a tie ball game with 2:26 to go. Inbounded into the backcourt to Leiterbach. Across the timeline. Johnson with the pressure. Leiterbach, nice move. Foul line over to Books. Books for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Oil City. And again rebounded by Oil City. And rebounded by Corey Dixon, who is fouled. Okay, very nice rebound fought for by Corey Dixon. Lady Owls are going to inbound it. That's three fouls. Johnson brings it across the timeline. We have a tie game with 2 minutes to go. Johnson throws it away. And foul on Corey Dixon. It'll be two shots. That's her second foul. Two shots for Garmong, who's been pretty good from the line tonight. So we have a tie game with 1:49 to go. First shot is up. And good. Second shot is up, and it's short. It didn't even make the rim, so it's Lady Owls basketball. 1 point lead, Oil City, 45-44, 1:49 to go. Alyssa Johnson brings it across half court. Timeout, Bradford. It's going to be a full timeout. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB, Bradford.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Oil City currently leads your Lady Owls 45-44. Lissa Johnson just got the inbound pass. They have possession over to Kaylee Dixon. Dixon down low to Keene. Keene, oh, throws it away. Leiterbach with the ball for Oil City. Pulls it up, blocked by Johnson. And out of bounds off Oil City. Nice block there by Alyssa Johnson. Good hustle. 1:25 to go. 1 point lead for the Lady Oilers. Johnson brings it across half court. Over to Dixon. Dixon to Keene in the corner. Keene gets a step on her person there playing D and is fouled by Garmong, her third. It's still the fourth for the Lady Oilers, so the Lady Owls will inbound. Corey Dixon with the inbound pass. She inbounds to Kaylee Dixon. Kaylee in the corner, out to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson, nice pick by Corey. Back to Johnson. Good defense here by Oil City. Kaylee Dixon over to Johnson. One too many passes stolen away by Oil City Geist. And she misses. It's a scrum, and I don't know who the ball is off of. It is off of Oil City. Bradford ball, 44 seconds to go, trailing by one. Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. Timeout, Bradford. Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports. Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. It's going to be an exciting finish. The Lady Oilers currently lead 45-44, 37.1 seconds to go. Corey Dixon's going to inbound the ball. Lady Owls have it. On the court, you've got Keene, Green, Dixon, Dixon, and Johnson. Garmong just had to come out for Oil City. She's got a bloody nose. Here comes your inbound, 37.1. Johnson. Johnson to Keene. Keene puts it up and is fouled. The foul is on Frischkorn. And Haley Keene is going to be at the line for two with 28.9 seconds to go. First one's up and in. Tie ball game, 28.9 seconds. Second one's in. Lady Owls lead by one. They drop back in a 1-3-1 defense. Here comes Leiterbach across court. Out to Books. Leiterbach to Geist in the corner. Geist for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by the Lady Owls. There's Daisy Green. 6 seconds. 4 seconds. Lady Owls are going to win the ball game. And they do. They do. They run the clock out in jubilation here at the Owl's Nest. The Lady Owls win 46-45. What a finish. Very nice job by your Lady Owls. So I'm going to get everything in order here, and I'll have the game recap coming up for you. Once again, the final score, Lady Owls 46, Oil City 45. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Okay, welcome back to an empty Owl's Nest. Now, what an exciting game. Wins have been hard to come by for the Lady Owls, and I spoke of the excitement around the program with the young girls, the freshmen, what they've brought to the program, and a few upperclassmen that have just joined the team. What an exciting game. The Lady Owls win 46-45. Very, very exciting game. Good stuff. The Lady Owls were led by Haley Keene with 13 points. Alicia Johnson with 12 points. Mallory Craig with 8 points. Kaylee Dixon, 6. Corey Dixon with 4. And Daisy Green with 3. A very well spread out, well balanced, well played game by the Lady Owls. I'm sure that the coaching staff and everyone will be thrilled with the way that turned out. I had told you that Coach Bocelli was looking for the right mix, you know, what was going to work well together, and tonight it did work well together. We came out of the first quarter tied 12-12. Oil City goes to the half with a three-point lead. They come out of the third quarter with a three-point lead. I think in the fourth they took as much as a five-point lead. And then the Lady Owls stormed back and took the lead at the very end and then got the big rebound. Both the Dixon girls were big on the boards. Everybody was hustling. Alyssa Johnson, Daisy Green, Mallory Craig, Ellie Kane. Ellie Kane comes away tonight with no points and a lot of hustle. And that works. For the Lady Oilers, the leading scorer was Leiterbach. Leiterbach with 19 points. She played the latter part of the game with four fouls. But she had 19 points. And Geist had 17 points. Books with a three. McQuiston with two. And Garmong with four. Your Lady Owls moved to 1-1 on the season. Exciting times for the Lady Owls. I like it. This is James Patrick. This has been Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.